Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Orsino settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Orsino. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowens. Askew reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Askew moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball four. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Grant moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. Grant moves to third. Hauser moves to second. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Askew moves to third. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields the ball and throws to McNally covering. Safe. Wagner moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowens is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alves strikes out. Orsino drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alves out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. McNally reaches second base with a double. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. McNally moves to third. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNally scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field. Wagner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wagner. Aparicio moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaborn is walked intentionally. Don McMahon now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive towards short. Hauser catches it and throws to second to double up Robinson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowens moves to second. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsino hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McNally hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stu Miller now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair catches it and throws to first to double up Alvis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-3 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio bunts towards first. Francona juggles the ball. That's an error on Francona. Brandt goes all the way around to score. Aparicio moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Orioles. Gary Bell now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Boog Powell. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Al Luplow pinch hits for Gary Bell. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Luplow for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hauser strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.